They all come the same. Gods always arise the same. When no logic exists, when a hominid lay confused, a truth is sought, a truth to become. Minds will pulse with the inflammation of understanding that truth seeks to alleviate. A man may ease these pains himself by becoming a god. In that time, in that old day, that time so far away from now, the time we called the Kryda, the first god came upon his fellow men, bringing with him luster and power to enliven the lands and people. Cloaked in bright yellows, he was a god among mankind, to whom we gave our fealty. He was the Emperor, our Emperor Eternal, always there to guide us. Wisest and most grand existence. It was his hand that created heaven and began the age of the gods and immortals. His light struck the Hainé, and so too did the monoculture end, marking the founding in which our lords were sired. The new beginning. He would reign over us all, his kingdom greatest and sole. Peace was in our grasp. But peace was not to last. For on that fateful day, 1,000 years ago, we bore witness to the arrival of the Millennium Moon. It was the ultimate punishment for our negligence and his quiescence. The end was at hand, until it was not. It was on that day that we never saw him again. Our Xanthaus Emperor had retreated to his throne. Thus, the hardship would begin with a newfound strife. The Trinity emerged. Greatest of the gods, the Trinity ushered the end of the new beginning. Thus starts the new eternity. A quarrelsome age of crime. The only salvation is in immortality. To become immortal and be saved by the grace, making it the goal of meddling men seeking to ensure their place in the great rebirth. The day the Emperor would descend again and bring heaven to the land, remolding the earth, the Milky Way, the entire universe. All a blissful ending indeed. But from the seas sang a deathful song o'er the waves. A great dismay stood up to blacken the earth and bring us all misery. The darkness, an all-consuming foe that we will never overcome. Thus would the final war break out. All the forces of heaven, the ruling Trinity above, pitted against the endless sinking tides of the afterseas, the very hell below itself, and the smog of the darkness. The world is at stake. There is no redemption. Our fate depends solely upon a new savior. Great warriors prowl the west, united under the banner of the proud war god Woldor, his divine host seeking the world of mythology. In the north, nature rumbles under the feet of the gigantic god named Bedolfir, unleashing his rage on men for the death of his bride. In the south, Namathine, goddess of love, works tirelessly to uproot oppression, oppression at the hands of the Trinity's worldwide government. Shadows hide the beasts, unbearable creatures of bloodletting and murder, preying on the weak for the vengeance of Morgrim and Morwenna. Dreams swirl and burn to the behest of the Illuminates, sages and practitioners, of all the arts taught to us by Eskart, magic god. The fires of hatred, of pejoration, discrimination and prejudice are forever stoked by none other than the trickster Norimus, the scapegoat. Space itself is a vast gulf crossed every day by the traveling Gaizar, the foreign god, who comes bearing the gift of our destruction. From heaven above, Lord Saraka leads the Emperor's all-encompassing dominion, enforcing his plan for mortals with the vast holy military. From the waters themselves, evils of all sorts are unleashed. The Dark Lord, Hius, is upon us, and he brings the forever apocalypse. Lost to all sights and lost forever, the machine god built by human hands waits silently and patiently for his turn to fulfill our wish. And then, there is you, an absolute nobody seeking to redeem this corrupted world and save it and us from ourselves. Go hence, onward to the planet where all things transpire. Welcome to Hainé. The land It is here that everything began, and it is here that everything shall end.